Well, he's attractive in that picture.
Hannibal season 3, episode 5.
I wanted to finish Batman.
Oh, what the heck?
That's what you sounded like.
No, it was the waltz. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. Today, we have Hannibal Season 3, Episode 5. With me today is Kelly. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, I jumped in. I jumped in the water too quick. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. Okay, so sorry. That's all in my head right now.
Yeah.
So tell me, first impressions coming off of episode 5. 3-5.
Why the fuck? Why? Just why? For two reasons.
Okay.
I mean, I know we're going to find out. Why did bitch have to push him off the train?
Okay.
Why did Jack not just take Prime ample opportunity to just shove something in Hannibal's gullet and kill him?
I think he did.
Just like, I know why, because otherwise we wouldn't have a fucking show to keep watching.
Right. And he would debatably be a murderer, but it really didn't seem like he cared at the end whether he lived or died. But yeah, so, I knew we were probably not going to lose Hannibal this episode. However, I think they did, you know, the best job they could of the ass whooping that Jack gave Hannibal. Yeah. Jack, I was worried about him the entire time during the fight. I thought that it was going to be an ass whooping against Hannibal, you know, and then Hannibal was going to come around with like the classic knife to the throat or something like that.
Yeah.
And take the guy out last second. But that didn't happen.
No.
I was glad we didn't lose Jack. We did lose the inspector.
Yeah, he's gone.
We had predictions that he was on our death draft for I had guessed 6 or 7. 5 was not where I was expecting.
I was expecting 6, yeah.
Because I think we lost Beverly at 6. 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brian Fuller really knows when to put the writers really know when to put the punch into the show, you know? Because I was kind of feeling like it was a little, roller coastery. It wasn't always gripping my attention like the first two seasons were. This specifically the beginning of this episode, I thought, you know, was okay. You know, we saw Jack releasing what's the jar?
Oh, his wife's ashes. Then he threw his ring, which I didn't understand that part.
I guess he's just really letting go of everything. I was surprised that they were gonna go that route.
Yeah,
throw the ring, but the ring. The ring came in play later with, you know, the inspector's wife asking about it and them talking about each other's marriages and stuff. What did you think about the entire inspector? We'll do the inspector tied along with the Verger and Alana storyline.
Gotcha.
What did you think about them?
I thought they were moving too fast.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I didn't think that we were going to lose the inspector this episode. I thought it was going to be, like, like I said, 6 or 7.
I feel like, I was just about to say, I feel like Alana could have warned that guy. But obviously she was trying to.
Yeah, and,
because she, like you said, she told Verger.
As soon as the call was over.
You know he's going to kill him, right? She waited a little bit too long to call this man.
She
really, and be like, hey, hold on, wait a second.
She was like, eh. Because she knew immediately that he was going to die. I don't know why she waited so long.
Yeah, I don't either.
We don't really know exactly the time difference in between when he decided to go pursue Hannibal again. Maybe within a few hours. But I just realized what the last two episodes have been lacking.
What?
And it's I really dug the Inspector Alana Verger storyline. Even Mason Verger.
I kind of don't understand why they're working together though. Like, what is there other than both of them wanting Hannibal to
die?
to die.
I just think that they have a vendetta against him. They're trying to take him out because they basically...
In all actuality, her wanting to get back at Hannibal, to me, I think it's more of a...
Personal,
bitchy, girly excuse. Like, I think...
Yeah, but she did... She was seduced by him, and he lied to her, and he's killed people. So I think, with all due respect, I think they're all in the right
position. They are. No, they are completely. Even Mr. Verger
being a terrible human being, if you were drugged to the point, I think... Wasn't he drugged?
Yeah.
To the point where that he wanted to cut his face off and feed it to dogs?
I kind of feel like maybe Mason Verger got what he deserved, in a sense.
I think he did deserve some terrible things to happen to him, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't get redemption in the end in some sort of way against the guys that did something to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's kind of irrelevant. I think he just needs somewhere to put his anger against, you know?
Yeah.
Because the reason he's deformed is because of him.
I'm surprised we're not seeing more of his sister, though.
Yeah.
Because the first story that we learned about Mason was...
Through the sister. I'm glad. I didn't like her.
Really?
I thought she was a flat character. I think that we had discussed her in season two that we didn't really... You weren't too hot on her, were you?
No.
It wasn't anything about the acting or anything. It just felt like the way it was written.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. Maybe sometimes I just can't write women on here all 100% of the time, do you think?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because I'm not too fond of the new lady either. The new,
the Chinese girl?
Yeah. She, threw
Will
right off the back of the train.
And we don't... I feel like she's, like, probably, like, partnered up with Hannibal.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, she sort of said that she was taking care of the guy for Hannibal.
Yeah.
So, it wouldn't put it past me or anything like that, that I would believe that as well.
I wonder what Hannibal was saving him for, though.
To eat, maybe.
I mean, now he's strung up, looks like a butterfly. Lightning bug.
Why do you think that?
Who did that?
Will.
Will did it?
Will did
it. I think it's to keep, hold on. Do you remember Hannibal having that conversation with his wife about, how he used to do something so that he could catch fireflies? That man looks like a fucking firefly hung up.
Who said that?
Hannibal.
Said he used to do that to catch fireflies?
Said something about he used to do something with the snails or something like that because it attracted fireflies and he wanted to catch them.
So you think he's harvesting the body?
I don't know. I mean, I think Will's doing it as like a big, like, I did this for you kind of thing.
I don't know why Will did that.
I don't either. No, I mean, it wasn't really implied, right?
Not to my knowledge, I don't think. I mean, definitely Will and this lady. What is her name? Chio?
I would assume Chio.
I just think that she's trying to be like a predecessor to Hannibal, sort of. You know,
yeah.
Like taking fill in issues. Oh, I've had a dark, twisted past, and Will's kind of trying to match with her a little bit in a way, you know, like I'm a little bit twisted too. But then clearly at the end she has a fundamental shift in how she's thinking and throws him off the back of the thing, off the back of the train. Why do you think she threw Will off the back of the train, assuming that they're both headed to the same place? Chia,
I think she has to go and let Hannibal know that man's dead.
Without Will? What was the...
Don't you think she wants to, like, make sure that Hannibal doesn't know that she's connected with Will in some way? And not connected, but that she's had contact with Will, and now it's Will's fault that the man got gone, but it's also her fault for letting Will around the man. So, it's pretty much her fault that Will let that man free.
Right. I guess I just don't really care about it to the point where I just haven't really thought about it. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like it's not a very...
I haven't either. I'm just now thinking about it.
Yeah, I guess, So either, do you think she was trying to kill him or just push him off?
I think she was trying to get rid of him.
Okay.
Trying to stop him from getting to Hannibal first.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
I don't really know what the purpose was that in serving in that. But, yeah, I think as soon as she pushed Will off the train, the gears shifted in the show. Because the last, maybe, I was not too fond about the last episode. Just kind of about it.
Yeah.
But third, I liked a little bit more, but it still wasn't the top notch. The halfway through, when Will was thrown off the back of the train, it was like, we're going into overdrive mode.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked. I was like, the music came back. Will is in kind of a secluded place. Not really exactly sure.
Yeah.
And we were back to with having Will with us. I don't like him with her. I guess that's it.
I guess.
I don't know exactly what I'm trying to get at, but the pacing was really...
You didn't like it.
Slow. Siri, shut.
Sorry, Siku Bank doesn't have an Apple Pay cash account to send money
what
to.
What in the world? Okay.
What?
Anyways. What is you?
I don't.
Are you getting hacked right now? Is your FBI agent hacking you? Very odd.
I mean, that's my bank. But
oh my goodness, that's a little weird.
I haven't tried to send any Apple payments to them.
Oh my goodness, that's a little weird. But anyways, speaking of hacking, the scenes with Fishborn laying the smack down, laying the hack down.
Those are good.
Laying the psh, psh. How was the fighting scenes for you?
That was a good fight.
Was that very pleasing.
Fight?
Was that even a fight?
It pleased me.
Oh, it pleased
me. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for that one.
The WWE SmackDown round two of Jack Crawford.
That was like some UFC shit. Fuck some WWE.
Oh, that's some
WWE is fake.
Oh, it's fake ass.
This is Jack laying down the law.
Laying down.
Whooping ass.
Okay, that's how you got to do it sometimes, too. I loved how it was filmed down to the music, down to the detail of Jack not even wearing shoes.
Yeah, he got smart.
Hell, the writing was amazing. You knew Hannibal had something to talk about. He was talking about his wife the entire time, his dead wife. Who he saved at one point. I mean, there was a lot of story built up in that fight.
Yeah.
In that ass whooping.
I thought that was, like, kind of stupid, though. Like, kind of redundant. Like, you getting your ass whooped and you go keep talking about this man's wife. Like, it's going to make him stop whooping your ass.
I mean, he did say, how are you going to feel when I'm gone? As if he thinks he's going to be missed. As if he didn't try to kill him in the last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, you forget about that, Hannibal, you ass.
Yeah.
Jack's in the closet. But, yeah, even the setting of where it was all going down, it was so, like, poetic with the inspector learning about, I think his family had had some violent history, and that's why he had brought that one bride mask? What was it? The mask?
It was something, Scolder's Bride or
Scolder's
something like that.
Scolder's Bride's Mask or something like that. I don't know. It looks like something you'd use in, like, slavery or something.
Well,
horrific.
Scolder's Bride, and then you saw how the woman had it on her face and
yeah.
The guy had the chain?
Yeah.
That's a bride. So he's a scolder. Like, he's a man. She's a woman who doesn't want to marry him. So she can't say anything because the shit's in her mouth.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's horrific. But, yeah, Hannibal was, oh, yeah, I've got several of these. I really enjoyed just having the setting of the whole scene basically.
Like
took
his
place.
Wife represents that very well, as too.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of. I just really liked having, like you said, the medieval tonal themes in the background, and them actually touching on the violence that happened back then versus the violence that's happening now.
Yeah.
In the physical location. I thought it was really cool. The imagery is obviously amazing again. I kind of miss the Deer Man. Do you remember the Deer Man?
Yeah.
That dude freaked me out.
Yeah, but he was kind of cool.
Yeah, and it was Will's interpretation of...
we'll probably see it once Will sees Hannibal again.
Yeah, that's I want some more Deer Man. He really gave me the heebie-jeebs.
Yeah.
But yeah, the... one last thing before we close out on this one. What's her face? What is her face? Chio?
Chio.
Will woke up to seeing Chio on...
Antlers.
Mounted on antlers.
Or hanging from some antlers or something.
Hanging from antlers.
What do you think that means?
Oh, well,
was you about to ask me?
Was I about to ask you? I was about to ask you.
I don't really know. Because I don't know... I don't know that Will would know whether Hannibal's going to kill her or not. So I don't feel like Will's vision stands for something that Hannibal's going to do, maybe. I feel like it's something that Will...
What if it's something that Will wants to
do? That's what I was going to say. I feel like it's something that Will eventually is going to...
startled by it.
No, I don't think so. I think he woke up... That's why he woke up looking for her.
To kill her?
To make sure she's still there.
To kill later?
Yeah.
You think Will's trying to kill her?
Eventually.
I don't see her making it out of the season 3.
Will was going to let her get killed by that man.
Was he?
Yeah. And then after they just had that conversation on the train.
I still don't really 100% how she said she
learned
how,
by
I still
Hannibal.
Don't understand how that guy 100% knew to come back to that specific location to go kill her. I didn't know why he would... I guess you could see why you would want to kill your kidnapper.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand the logical thinking behind Will's part of letting the guy go. Did he know? Did he think that that was going
to
happen?
No, I don't think Will knew that would because happen. I think that, unless Will told
that
him to.
Even came up. I mean, the guy didn't speak anything. He didn't speak the same language.
Didn't Will talk to him?
I don't think he had like a native language that he was speaking. You want this?
No, yours are too big.
Get a headband somewhere.
That one.
Anyways, the overall episode I thought was just like we gotta hop on a podcast right now.
Yeah,
because it was damn good.
Batman.
Oh, it's not Batman.
It is. It sounds like Batman. Batman.
That's
Batman.
What was that?
I don't know.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I don't know, because I don't even watch Batman.
Isn't it? Damn it. Now I can't think of it.
Well, good, because I don't want to fucking hear it.
Oh, my.
I fucking hate Batman.
Batman!
You're a brat.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I think we got it covered. It was another wonderful episode coverage with yours truly. Thank you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Rate, share, subscribe.
Did we forget anything? Did we leave anything out?
Alana Bloom. Are Hannibal and what Dr. Gideon... not Gideon. That's Eddie, is it?
Chitlin.
Doctor... Not Chitlin.
Chilton.
Not Chilton.
It's Dr.
The Bedalia. Jesus.
Oh.
There's so many damn
just
doctors.
Say his wife. It's damn. His,
okay, jeez. There's so many doctors.
So just call him.
Dr.
Call her.
Dr. Hannibal. Dr. Dingle.
Chitlin.
Yeah, okay, so are they
intimate?
Yeah.
I don't know. If they are, I'm pretty sure it's forced.
Oh, no. She looks...
He probably takes those masks home a
no,
lot.
No.
No, I don't know.
No, that's scary.
I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm not in the movie, and it's just a show. They're just actors. But, you know, if I was Hannibal's wife, I'd be fucking him.
Well... What they're showing a lot is them, well, you know, with moderate clothes on. I mean, at the very beginning of the season.
But they are naked. Still kind of like...
But they're still like awkward, like, between each other, you know?
What do you mean? Maybe she's repulsed by him, because he fucking hates people.
But she's still with him on a level, like, and I think she knew that going with him.
Yeah. I think she did.
I mean, she's even said, like, how did your sister taste? Mm-hmm. When did she put that together? That could have been a long time ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When she found out he eats people. We don't have a set timeline for exactly what she's thinking about. Like Alana Bloom.
I think we'll find out when Alana Bloom gets her hands on her.
Oh, gets her hands on
her. You know, no. Sits her down and is like...
Dr. Bedalia. No, I had to think about the name.
We'll handle our female problems with each other later, but right now I needed to know what the fuck's going on. What do you know about Hannibal that I don't know in the bedroom?
Not what they're conversing. Oh my goodness.
That's exactly what they're going to talk about.
They're going to get in the room, and that's what the all episode 10, 11, and 12 are going to be.
Yeah. Oh, just a big fat girl fight.
Oh, my fat girl fight. What?
No, a big fat girl fight. Oh,
big
not,
fat girl fight.
Not big fat girls fighting. Like,
what?
It's just going to be a big old girl fight.
Big old girls just fight?
That's not what I said.
What? Shut are they up. Old?
No. Oh. No. You stop. This is going to be a girl fight in here.
Oh, big old girl fight.
That's not what I said. That's right. Not what I mean.
Right.
God, you're a turd. You are such a turd.
You said it. You said it.
That's not what I meant.
You break it, you buy it.
Oh, my God. End this shit so I can eat and watch the next episode.
Oh, big old girl.
Shut up.
All right.
You can find the full podcast libraries at SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, all the popular iTunes podcast apps. Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and take it easy.